cue cards?
The agenda is the election of officers of president.
I nominate Steve Soboroff as president of the commission.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Congratulations, Commissioner Soboroff.
Thank you. We are now accepting nominations for vice president. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate Paula Madison for vice president.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any objections? The ayes have it. The item passes unanimously.
Okay.
Congratulations, Commissioner Madison, our vice president for the fiscal year 2014 and 2015. Let me now turn the meeting back to the board secretary.
Okay, we're in item number two, public comment. We will begin with Mr. Pete White, followed by Maria Elena Durazo.
Okay. On the agenda, item number two on the agenda is for any public comment on a matter that is with the jurisdiction of the commission. Please complete your speaker cards. If anybody wants to put in a last-minute card, you can put it in, and hand the card to one of the uniformed sergeant-at-arms. Item number two is not, I repeat, is not the agenda item for the reappointment of the chief of police. Those would be on item number three. So you can speak on item number two or item number three, but item three, those are the items. These are four.
So my comment is for item three.
Your item is for three?
Yes.
So you want to hold?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Let me say this. I want to thank you all for being a part of this important meeting. As it is only the third time in the history of Los Angeles that the Board of Police Commissioners has voted on the request of the Chief of Police to be approved for a second term. Today, each of you will probably hear something that you strongly disagree with. And each of you will probably hear something that you strongly agree with. When you do, either way, I want you to be respectful. This is not a place for cheering or booing. It is, however, a safe place for all opinions to be heard. And that's what democracy is all about. Let's call on item number two.
Okay. We have Geraldine Dietrich, followed by General Dogan.
Okay. Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak on item number two?
Public comment?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, tell us your name so she's got your card.
Phil Watkins.
Okay, Phil.
Bill, William.
Oh, William.
I can't speak because I'm water and that's not allowed.
No, just get up here and talk.
Yeah, it's okay.
Let's get up here and talk.
Okay. And I do want to advise everyone of a two-minute limit that is going to be enforced for everybody.
Hello, thanks. Bill Watkins back again. How are y'all doing? Yeah, my first meeting here, water wasn't allowed. I thought it was weird. I'd never been to a meeting. Speaking meeting when water wasn't allowed, and I see you guys with your waters. Let's fix that immediately. That's one of those things. If you ever saw Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence, scrap it. That's like the P-32. You scrap that one. That's a bad one. Get rid of it, and maybe even consider providing water to these nice people who come to support you and support our city. Let's really think about that. Never sacrifice health for safety. If it's a safety issue, let's really think about our health. The day after I came to my first meeting here, I had a little cold when I came here, functional cold. I dehydrated a little bit that day at this meeting. The next day I have a fever, and it lasted 12 days and 12 nights. Just a weird sickness. So guys, get with that, please. It'll lead to my next point. Well, it's nice to be back. I really appreciate you guys' efforts. I support Chief, always support the Chief, unless there's something really odd. My uncle was Chief of Naval Operations from 1982 to 86. I have a great respect for anyone really giving it their number 100% effort in their post, and I see that here. One bullet point off my 10. I talked to Captain Smith about this before. Be careful aiming for the torso. Let's really look at our training and our non-lethal force. Please keep studying it. Keep looking at it. Aiming for the torso in training and in practice, it's easy to hit someone, but that's exactly why we should be careful doing it, because it's easy to kill people that way. So that's the one point I want to make. I have a website issue. It's at the top of this page. I want to give this page to you guys today. It's just a website issue on how we can link to laws, how the public can link to our charter and our municipal code and penal code. We need to get better at educating the public on our law. Thank you so much.
We have Jabril Muhammad followed by Mr. Herman.
On item two, correct?
Yes.
Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Commissioners, Chief. This is Jabril Muhammad for Bismillah, the Justice Movement. I just want to speak briefly in regards to the excessive force that's being perpetrated on our youth. You know, I was just looking at an article in New York where in Rikers Island that the youngsters in Rikers Island are being targeted by the correctional officers. And I'm saying, well, this is a coast-to-coast. You know, Chief Braddon is in New York as we speak. And so we're saying that those people in custody are in jeopardy, and there we go, well, where is the due process? The point being, we need to evaluate, you know, what is the agenda? I mean, why do we have news headlines speaking to those issues whereby our youth are being targeted, our youth are being killed? I would like very much so an evaluation and examination on those people involved, the powers that be, to give me a better understanding as to why is it that when I pick up the newspapers or look at the news breaks or whatever, that there's some horrific incident in regards to how the excessive force is being perpetrated again and again and again and again and again. And my sister said something earlier on in terms of a culture. And so I'm saying we need to evaluate this culture. It seems as if that there's a culture among us that wants to disenfranchise our youth. I don't know if it has anything to do with a racial profile, whatever it is, Hispanic or African Americans per se. But we don't seem to have as many programs inculcating and embracing our youth and for the sake of positive motivations and actions as we see them being targeted and being assaulted and killed.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Herman.
On behalf of the citizens of Los Angeles, under the name of Batman on my card, I want to point out an important issue that I'm speaking about the leadership from our chief. All officers on rank and file must, as I emphasized at City Hall a week ago on the Daily News, that they deserve the equal pay and equivalent pay to their responsibilities. And I'm all forward as a taxpayer and as a resident. For all of you officers, rank and file, you must receive equal pay, equal treatment, and fair treatment when it comes to your pay. Because if we can pay our elected officials $200,000 on a hidden agenda, then you also must be paid under an open transparency to find the same results.
Mr. Herman,
as speak, Chief Beck.
Mr. Herman, speak to the commission, please. This is your opportunity to
public
speak to
comment,
them.
Correct?
To the commission.
So, commission, and thank you for addressing that. I say to you that we need public trust as a number one issue here. Uphold the integrity of our justice system. And point three, uphold all ethics in the name of public interest. I flew down here and waited an hour out front because I am in favor of all our officers. And so again, on note, how we handle city business and business of the people. And I'm not going to get into the unfortunate conversations of the news reporting about Mr. Chief Beck. Yes, you have done some good for us, and so has the Inspector General. But the public deserves more respect, more virtue and consideration when it comes to the consideration of business and interest of the public for the people of Los Angeles and orale, us Angelinos. Thank you.
That is the final comment card for item number two. We are now on item number three.
I'd like to make on item number three, I'd like to make a statement. Thank you. before we call on the public speakers. The Chief of Police, Charlie Beck, has made an application to the Board of Commissioners for a second term as Chief of Police, as required by the Charter. If you wish to comment on this item, again, you still have a chance. Fill out a speaker card, and you can have your 2 minutes to speak on this item. The Los Angeles City Charter, Section 575C, states, quote, at least 90 days prior to the expiration of the first term, the Board of Commissioners shall, in its discretion, respond affirmatively or negatively to that application, end of quote. If the commission does not act within the 90-day period, it loses jurisdiction over the matter. The 90-day period ends August 19th, 1 week from today. Not all commissioners will be here that day. We have known about this for a long time. And for that reason, I have been very vocal that the commission would be considering Chief Beck's request today, August 12th, since I believe it is important that all of the commissioners be present when the request is acted upon. I do not want to leave to chance that any other commissioner or other commissioners may not be available next week due to any circumstance. Some have said this is the only opportunity for the commissioners to act regarding the Chief of Police. That's not what the Los Angeles City Charter says. The Los Angeles City Charter provides that the Board of Police Commissioners may remove the Chief of Police from office at any time prior to the expiration of a first or second five-year term. As a point of information, I have requested the Inspector General to prepare a public report for the Police Commission regarding the recent news story in the LA Times regarding crime statistics. This report will address the errors that the department may have made and any corrections in processes that have already been or will be implemented in the future. This commission is interested in hearing from all of you who would like to speak on this item. After all of the public speakers have concluded, we will close public comment, and the commissioners will then discuss and consider the matter. After our comments, we will vote here publicly now. So I would like to open public comment on this item. Again, each speaker, including City Councilman Tom Labonge, this is a tough one, is limited to 2 minutes. All of you know Tom Labonge, and you know that I'll hold the gavel right up here. Thank you, and let's begin. Madam Secretary, call the speakers, please.
Mr. Tom Labonge.
Thank you. Thank you for your services, police commissioners. To the City of Los Angeles. Thank you, Charlie Beck, for your long service to Los Angeles. I stand here to say the importance of the reappointment of Charlie Beck is his ability to lead our agency. Having worked for the city for 40 years, nearly myself, and seeing the ups and downs, this department is moving in the right direction forward. And there's no question, there's always challenges, but the right forward. And the thing that I do want to say, too, is that he has leaders in every one of the over 20 police divisions and areas in the city. Leaders that he puts there. There used to be a revolving cycle where some captain got to know the community. Well, 3 years was up and he was gone. If they're not promoted and not doing a good job, they move. But right now, Chief Beck and his leadership says, you're doing a good job for the community. That's important. So the districts that I represent, including 7 police areas, strong support for Charlie Beck. The only one thing I'll ask, and I'll fight for the money, I'd like to see a deputy chief of traffic, Charlie, because I think it's real important. If you take an instant poll, how many affected by crime in the last year? Raise your hand. One. Raise your hand. 2, 3. How many affected by traffic the last 24 hours? I rest my case there, Chief Beck. I'll work on that. Thank you. You got a 48 more seconds. Thank you.
We've already set history today.
Thank you. We have Mr. Pete White, followed by Maria Elena Durazo.
Pete White, L.A. Can, won't be as flowery. Horse trading, sexting, nepotism, saving racist and abusive employees, lying on camera, bribery. Sounds like an episode of 90210 or something found on TMZ, but at last, once again, it's my LAPD. Leadership is defined by doing what's right even when it's unpopular, not by doing what's wrong because it's popular or political. To retain Beck simply legitimizes illegal behavior, not bad behavior, illegal behavior, and reinforces the idea that the rank and file are above any obligation to follow rules and the rule of law. It's exactly that mentality, reality, that fuels profiling, extreme use of force, rampart scandals, consent decrees, rebellions, and huge lawsuit payouts. In reality, Beck has proven his inability to lead this department, that he can never be ready for prime time, that he remains entrenched in Gates-era good old boyism, that his style of leadership leads to internal and community turmoil. In reality, that this moment has nothing to do with Beck, but everything to do with you, as the face of the public. Your yes vote means that you co-sign the steady return to darker days, that your leadership is about something other than the needs of Angelenos, that this system is indeed a mockery. Beck, real leadership insists that you withdraw your name for consideration today. Commissioners, your leadership demands that you resign your post if Chief Beck is reappointed. It's interesting, when I walked in, someone with an LAPD blue badge on gave me a document that spoke about more incidences of craziness within the LAPD. If that doesn't speak volumes, when your own folks are handing out materials to the public about what's really going on, nothing does.
Thank you, sir.
Maria Elena Durazo.
Thank you for coming.
Good morning, President Sobroff and commissioners. I am Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Los Angeles Federation of Labor, and we represent over 300 unions in Los Angeles County. And I'm here to say we wholeheartedly actively support the reappointment of Chief Charlie Beck to a second term to this police department. Chief Beck, and I know that you have other considerations before you that you take into account in this in making your decision, but on behalf of labor, I want to say that we have never had the level of trust, communication, coordination, collaboration as we do today with Chief Beck. He is a hands-on. He will come into meetings when he has to. He responds to every call. We are a very active community in Los Angeles. Whether it's meetings or whether it's public actions, we are very, very active. And it doesn't matter if it's in on the West Side, Century City, or Mid-Wilshire, South LA, or East LA, Pico Union, he has shown the highest level of respect for working people. And that is partly because he maintains a very good labor relations department, and those officers work very closely with us with a lot of respect. We are also very actively involved in a lot of other issues in our community, especially with regards to immigration. And those actions have been with tens of thousands, if not more, of activists and participants. He works very closely with us. His department works very closely with us and has shown a tremendous amount of respect. When he decided to do the Cesar Chavez breakfast, there are many who do that, and they do that out of respect in words, but he did that out of respect in deeds. He carries out
the values of Cesar Chavez. So I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
We have Geraldine Diedrich, followed by General Dogan.
How many cards? Can you count the cards that you have, just so we get a sense of?
We have approximately 15.
15? Okay.
Yes. It'll be Geraldine Diedrich, General Dogan, followed by Hamid Khan.
Welcome.
Hello. I spoke this morning about how I do not want you to rubber stamp Beck and let him come again. But I was so pleased to have this paper that he handed out saying what he was doing. And it says here that he's reduced crime record lows, which you've already talked about was in the Times, and you're going to analyze it, and I'm glad about that because that's bullshit. And then we have he completed all conditions of the federal consent decree. He did try, but failed. And that is the story of Beck. He tries and tries and tries, but he doesn't quite make it. Don't
thank
want
you.
Him back.
General Dogan.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. General Dogan, L.A. Can. And I just wanted to start off by saying I am not surprised. I'm not surprised at all at the way you're going to vote. I will not be surprised. And I don't think it's a person in this room that's going to be surprised. You know why? Because everybody in the city knows that Chief Beck run this show and not y'all. Everybody in the city know that. Why? Because you're too soft. Matter of fact, you are the softest commissioners in the history of Los Angeles, right? The softest. And that's a bad thing because you're supposed to be working for me and not him. So I just come here to remind you today that you got 5 stars, he got 4. Your commitment is to us, not to him. So in the coming days, I will be coming back to remind you. In my quest to toughen you up, I will come back and remind you, you understand me, of who your commitment is to. All right? And I will start off all my speeches by saying, I told you so. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. Hamid Khan with the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition and morning. Also Los Angeles Community Action Network. So some of us spoke this morning as well about the evaluation process, and one of the things, because the president of the commission, Mr. Soboroff, was not present, was a caution and a clear issue of conflict of interest that we had raised, that there was an article in the LA Times about a week ago that highlighted the culture and the tone of corruption and nepotism and abuse of power that the Chief Charlie Beck has set up. And you, Mr. Soboroff, was quoted as saying that you trust him. And I think that by itself calls into question the integrity of this process. So today's vote is not on Charlie Beck as a person, but the integrity of this process itself. That under what circumstances and how you are approaching a certain conclusion that would again grant him 5 more years to run a police department, a department that he has not only led but actively encouraged through his actions issues of nepotism, issues of personal interest, and supporting and kind of just this whole thing of blessing everything that is going on, whether it's racist cops, whether it's violent cops. We also have this whole culture of lack of transparency, a culture of distrust. We've seen that there is a complete disregard for the federal consent decree. The antennas have been sabotaged by the police officers on squad cars. The crime data has been falsified. One after the other, there's horse trading going on. There's cover-up going on about racist cops. So I think today, either you can take this action by completely disregarding the trust that you've been given by the people of Los Angeles, or you'll just do business as usual, as the previous speaker said, that it's going to be a rubber stamp thing. So we demand that you reject his application for reappointment. Thank you, sir.
The next 3 speakers are Kathy Marks, David Nunez, and Jabril Muhammad.
Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning. Good morning to the Executive Board of the Los Angeles Police Department. I'm Sergeant Kathy Marks. I have 24 years on the job, and I'm a retired Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. You are the most important civilian oversight or entity of any police agency in the United States of America, you. As such, you are the executive board that oversees the department's chief executive officer. That CEO is Charlie Beck. Your executive officer has explicitly lied to you, withheld information from you, and preferentially made decisions about discipline, promotions, and allowed his command staff to lie about crime statistics and other deficiencies within this department. These are a matter of public record. In the private sector, any other executive board member would insist on the resignation of that CEO. This CEO has thumbed his nose at you, and you all know it. You know, and I know, that you are trying to come up with creative ways to keep him. He has tarnished the badge that we all wear. Do the right thing, follow your conscience, and send your vote to the mayor that he should not be reappointed. How can you justify holding him to a lower standard than the officers he commands? How? Let Charlie Beck ceremoniously ride off into the sunset on the horse that the Police Foundation paid for.
David Nunez.
Welcome, David.
Good morning. Can I have a couple of seconds to acknowledge someone from your staff?
Sure. Out of your 2 minutes.
Part of my 2 minutes?
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. Before the Inspector General Alexander Bustamante, police officers did not feel they could come forward and report command officer misconduct. Now the officers feel they can come forward and report officer misconduct. And they trust you that you will investigate the matters fully and report to the police commission here. I want to thank you for working with me. I want to thank you for taking an interest in investigating the ghost cars and preparing that document and identifying the issues of manipulation of the units. I want to thank you also for working on the crime stats, something that I reported to you as well. Thank you. I feel confident that you will do the job and report the findings as you should to the police commission and make the necessary recommendations. That's all I have to say about Alex. Thank you. I can go to my speech. Today, this commission decides whether Chief Beck deserves another 5 years as the city police chief. This commission bears the responsibility to ensure that its recommendations are heartfelt and responsible. We have much at stake here. The simple fact is that this body must remove itself from politics and make the decision based upon the facts, not by backroom political deals. In order to maintain the trust of the public, this commission must do what is right, not for an individual, but for all the citizens and the police officers. I've been informed and have good reason to believe that the Los Angeles Police Department, under the chief, has been protecting certain officers accused of domestic violence. Further, this commission has already been briefed about this ongoing domestic violence investigation. One in particular involves the chief's daughter's best friend's husband. Domestic violence is a vicious crime that is inexcusable.
LaBonge gave you 40 seconds.
Thank you, sir. If the reports prove to be true and this chief has protected abusers, he should be terminated immediately. This commission bears the responsibility to investigate these matters fully before recommending that this chief receive another full term. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Jabral Mohammed, followed by Mr. Herman, and this card under the name, it just says the great eye.
This is Jabril Mohammed for Bismillah, the Justice Movement. You know, 5 years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting Chief Beck in a company of concerned community members. And in that meeting, the chief said constitutional law enforcement was his mantra. And I was really taken by that. I was taken by that. And I said, man, that's the first time I've heard somebody come on with such a language. So I'm holding it to him. I'm holding the commission to him. I'm holding everyone in this room to give him a constitutional evaluation in regards to his conduct or lack thereof in terms of how he's administrated his position here in Los Angeles. And when I look at the stats, I see that the people have not been favored. You know, we got a good report in terms of excessive force and the reports that were filed, and we had some over 200 some odd reports filed. We had demographics of 63 of them, and all of the reports that were filed, no one was reprimanded regarding their conduct. So we're looking at this impunity or this immunity that's being given the administration or is being given those that carry out or enforce for the sake of the administration. And this needs to be evaluated. And there's a minus here. There's a big minus, no pluses. And I'm looking for the pluses, especially when the mantra is constitutional law enforcement. And here again, I use that as a common denominator in terms of how we evaluate this. How do we evaluate it in regards to the Constitution?
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Herman.
So I put down my guard today, folks. Why? Because we're talking about something that's very important for us all. It involves the city of Los Angeles. It involves we, the public, we, the taxpayers. And so, again, how can we comprehensively and unrationally put someone for another 5 years if they forgot about the most important people who do the service or rank and file? It's too late to patch up an old wound because it's our fine officers from 2010 to presently that were denied their fair pay under the same scale as our administration. And it falls on the hands of you, commissioners, the past commissioners, and now the present, because you're relating to the public, we the public, the standard of how we the citizens demand action and comprehensive action when it comes to our lives, our safety in Boyle Heights, West Side, East Side, wherever LAPD can go. I would drop on my knees and save a fellow officer who's in need if I had to. I know what it's like to be in the trenches, to have those against me, those who violate my rights for a fair pay. So Garcetti took his time and then decides to step up the game. But rank and file deserve more than just the applaud from me and the public. So take the most important issue is this. Every person here speaking on this concern should be a matter of great importance and interest in respect to the public.
Thank you.
Okay, the next card for the great I Am, followed by Rodney Reyes Juarez and Rita Medina.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, Police Commission and Chief Beck. I am the voice of the Archangel, which is the God's elect and voice and mouthpiece for Los Angeles, California. For the record, I am Sheila Jackson Flores, also known as working for LA CAN for the homeless situation in Skid Row. There has been too much corruption going on in the city. It's like Vegas for junkies, drug commuters, corruption in the LA Police Department, along with the mayor's elect for government officials. So Almighty God has sent me here by divine assignment and divine order and divine appointment to let you know that you will be out of order if Chief Beck gets another term around. And also, it is time for the people's vote as human rights to vote in the police elect to protect and serve this community as Los Angeles City of Angels. So when God comes to judge a city, he sends a messenger and a warning. So this is your warning, the seventh trumpet call of God, which is the sound, the alarm. I am your alarm, which remember 9/11, Ground Zero, New York. We all remember that, correct? Also Katrina, when God flooded the whole city because of the Sin City. Well, the police department has brought this on to this community in Los Angeles, California. So we will not elect Chief Beck anymore or other board members for the commission for the LAPD. It will be the right for the people's vote according to God's law, not man's law, false. So an agenda to the third statement, we need people who will work for the community, not to be corrupt against the homeless because they have human rights. These are people, somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, somebody's father out there. Just because you sit behind there with the blue uniform doesn't mean you're any different. We were all created equal, says the Lord. Also,
thank
if you do not fear
thank
the Lord,
very much.
Judgment will come
thank
to
you.
Los Angeles. Thank you once again.
Rodney, followed by Reyes Juarez.
Good morning. My name is Rodney Brown. Good morning,
welcome.
Chief. Good morning, Commissioner. Good morning, Commission. I'm here on behalf of my television show, It's All About Me TV. I am the independent host, producer, director. Don't let the title fool you. It's about my audience. Where would I be without my wonderful audience? My backdrop is the city of Los Angeles, which I absolutely love. So I had a fortunate experience of meeting the chief a couple months ago. It was a very brief meeting. He helped me in the promotion of my television show. And however brief this meeting was, it was a very meaningful moment for me. For the police chief of the second largest city in the United States to take a moment with me, unannounced, unrehearsed, still touches my heart. I don't want to get all, I don't want to get all sensitive about it, but it really did mean a lot to me. Now, on a business level, it's great dealing with the city of Los Angeles. As an independent producer, artiste, photographer, I can't think of a more beautiful backdrop. I think that we are very fortunate to be here. I think we're fortunate to have Chief Charlie Beck. I feel fortunate. As a producer and director that notices attributes in a person, of course, if it was his Hollywood actor good looks, I think he would be appointed very easily. But I'm sure there's more to it than that. I hope there's more to it than that. So I just wanted to approach you guys. This is my first time at this, ladies and gentlemen. First time here, loving it. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Good day.
Welcome. Morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Reyes Juarez. I'm a leader from Our Lady of Talpa Catholic Church. I'm father of six kids and member of LA Boys. Mm-hmm. LA Boys believes that every human is created with dignity. We are in 26 congregations throughout LA County. We represent 60,000 families. Our mission is to transform Los Angeles into a city that reflects the human dignity in all communities, especially those in greatest need. For the past 5 years, we worked with Chief Beck, who helped us to improve immigrant integration and safe in Los Angeles. I'm a sample of that integration. That's the reason why I'm here to support him in name of LA Boys, and we need to keep working together with and for the Angelinos with him. We need your leadership in LA. Buenos dias. Mi nombre es Reyes Juarez. Soy líder de la Iglesia Católica Nuestra Señora de Talpa. Soy padre de 6 niños y miembro de LA Boys. LA Boys cree que cada persona es creado con dignidad. Estamos en 26 congregaciones a través de Los Ángeles y representamos a 60,000 familias. Nuestra misión es transformar Los Ángeles en una ciudad que refleje la dignidad humana en todas las comunidades, especialmente en los más necesitados. Por los pasados 5 años hemos trabajado con el jefe Beck, quien nos ayudó a mejorar la integración de los emigrantes y seguridad en Los Ángeles. Yo soy un ejemplo de esa integración. Es la razón por la que estoy aquí para apoyar en nombre de LA Boys y necesitamos seguir trabajando junto y con para los angelinos. Gracias.
Thank you, sir.
Rita Medina.
Welcome.
Good morning, President Soboroff, commissioners.
My name is Rita Medina, and I'm here on behalf of Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, CHIRLA, and I'm here on behalf of our Executive Director, Angelica Salas. And we have our members here with us today, also supporting the chief as well. I just wanted to say that we have been working with Chief Charlie Beck and officers in the LAPD for years, and specifically with the chief since his entrance into the position. And I wanted to echo especially some of the thoughts shared by Marilena Durazo in highlighting not only the leadership that we've seen in the chief. We have his officers at so many of our events, coordinating events with us, especially with the implementation of AB 60, which is the license that undocumented immigrants will be able to get starting this year. They've been absolutely helpful in partnering with educational forums. We had Special Order 7 come down, which has allowed more families in our community to be able to keep their car if they're stopped for driving without a license, which is so crucial to their daily lives and taking their children to school and going to the market. And we've also had most recently a change in our ICE detainer policies, which goes a step beyond the Trust Act and really keeps our LA families together. And that's all been through the leadership and through direct communication with Chief Beck. If we have an issue, his doors are open for not only his staff, but himself as well, to listen to our concerns and to show the utmost respect to not only us as staff of our organization, but to our members and to people of the community. We've really, really done a lot to try to rebuild trust between the police department and immigrant members in our community. And we still have a lot of work to do, but it would be a step in the right direction to absolutely reappoint the chief. And we throw all of our support behind him, and we look forward to working with him and his staff in the future. So thank you. And I also have a letter here from Angelica that I'd like to submit for the record.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, and our final four public comment cards are Tut Hayes, followed by John Walsh, Kai Utsumi, and Wayne Spindler.
Welcome, Mr. Hayes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I don't believe anybody knows what 851.5 means except myself. So when I was locked up and I found out that it was not posted at Metropolitan or at 77th Street, I was a little bit disturbed. But subsequently, through all this time that I've been pointing this out, I came to the realization that it's the responsibility of the commander of the lockup, the police lockups, to know that and make sure it's posted. Because what it encompasses is what the United States Constitution guarantees to a person who's been charged with a crime and locked up. You can speak to your lawyer confidentially, call mom or any other significant other, and you can get bail. But it has to be posted. So once the commanding officer realizes this and has overlooked this particular fact, should that commanding officer still be a commanding officer? Can he be relinquished because he simply doesn't know what Tut Hayes knows? So that's my complaint against Charlie Beck. That commanding officer should not exist at this particular time, but he's still there. And fortunately, thanks to my efforts, I think the posting takes place now. Very, very elegant posting. Very good. So I'm not concerned about myself being locked up. That happens all the time. But I'm concerned about the fact that everyone who's gone through that facility for many, many years has never been notified about their constitutionally guaranteed rights for bail and lawyer and not to be held incommunicado. So that's my complaint. Nothing more than that. When you pick up the phone in the jail, it says this call may be monitored or recorded, but it doesn't say you have constitutional rights to get out of jail and notify someone you're there.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes.
John Walsh.
Welcome, sir.
Welcome. John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org for what I'm not going to I don't get a chance to say or what I'm afraid to say up here. And let's just start with it's a slam dunk. You've all been appointed by Garcetti. Garcetti's being blackmailed. If you want to know what Garcetti's being blackmailed about, come to my website. This goes back to Gates. It goes back before Gates. The LAPD chief gets all the dirt he can on the mayor, and then the appointees vote for him. That's the way. Now, that doesn't include the Police Protective League. I just want to know, I'm a union man myself for over 40 years. The Police Protective League does a fantastic job, especially on going to Jacqueline Canick and stealing documents and giving it to the LA Times. As far as you deserve a raise. I have never, since I joined the union 66, went this many years, so many years, 6 years without a raise. You deserve a raise. These big shots, all they do is the brass gets bigger and bigger. Now, let me tell you who Chief Beck listens to. And he said it when Connie Rice had her book party here. He said, there are only two people I listen to, my wife and Connie Rice. Connie Rice believes that the officers on duty are racists, and that Chief Beck has got to get after you and destroy the racism. That's nonsense, absolute nonsense. I'm telling you right now that Bratton is falling apart. And listen, I want to say something good about you. Nobody gets murdered here for selling cigarettes the way it is in New York City, where you sell a loose cigarette. And then when the emergency people come, they don't even treat you. It's even worse in New York. This is racism. They're going to vote for him. He will win. And a string of more scandals will continue as Chief Bratton gets weaker and weaker. HollywoodHighlands.org.
Kai Utsumi.
Welcome, sir.
I'm a member of Los Angeles Community Action Network.
Will you adjust the mic? Amy, thank you. You can start over, sir.
I'm a member of Los Angeles Community Action Network, an organization that fights for human rights for the poor. We have invited Chief Beck to come to Skid Row to listen to the voice of the homeless. And he has constantly refused for years. Instead, his Safer City initiative, based on Chief Bratton's broken window policy, is an attack on petty and poor people, and as if it's going to stop big-time crimes. It doesn't. That's a failed policy. The homeless are human beings that deserve to be heard. They are part of we the people. That's what the Constitution starts with, we the people. A true democracy listens to, they hear, and seriously considers the voice of we the people, including the poor. The poor did not create this economy that creates so much unemployment and a growing number of homeless all across the country. And the blacks in Skid Row are seen somehow as criminals, as less than human. We need a chief that represents all the people, including the homeless.
Thank you, sir.
Wayne Spindler.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. All right. I know a little bit about horses. Let me clear my throat. Me? Okay. Now, 10-year-old horse gets older, it's going to need veterinary bills. Costs a lot of money whenever you go out. He lives in Walnut. I got a ranch in Lake Hughes. So you go out, guy's got to charge you to go out, take care of the horse. God forbid you got to bring him in for vet services. So you got a relative that's on the equine unit. What do you do? Simple. You get a nonprofit that donates stuff to the LAPD. You get a campaign donor. Call up Mr. Soboroff. I know a guy, and his name's Shapiro. How much you want for the horse? $6,000. So you go ahead, not through the chief, but through another conduit, and all of a sudden you get $6,000 check, and the horse is a property of the city of Los Angeles. Turns out, who rides the horse? Chief's daughter. And when the horse gets sick, who pays for it? We, the schmucks, the taxpayers. Now you get to the criminal statistics. Thousands of crimes misclassified. Then you get to some sort of thing about some boyfriend or whatever it is. The point is this. You wear the four stars on the collar. You got to be above reproach. Every cop out there has pressure to do the wrong thing. Your police chief, your committees have got to be squeaky clean. Completely. Completely, without any reservation or doubt. If this happened, he's got people that have released this information, they'll release more. That's the reason why the appointment process can't go forward on this. I got a name, Greg Smith, former city councilman, appoint him the police chief for a year, do a search. Save us all those further problems. Thank you.
That is the final comment card. We will now continue to the discussion and possible board action relative to the written application of the Chief of Police for reappointment to a second term in accordance with Los Angeles City Charter Section 575C.
So we have closed the public comment session on item C. Each commissioner now will have an opportunity, not an obligation, but an opportunity to make their comments, and then we will have the vote. The order that we will make our comments in and the order that we will, when the roll is called for the vote, will be as follows. President, Vice President, and then alphabetical, which would mean Sandra Figueroa Villa, then Commissioner Kim, and then Commissioner Saltzman. So I'm going to start with my comments. Thank you to each of you who are here or watching, or some of you are listening today. I am speaking for all of your police commissioners when I say we appreciate and acknowledge every single person who weighed in with opinions during this process. Either here, during one of our meetings in the communities around Los Angeles, by mail, email, telephone, fax, website we set up, or by writing a letter to the editor of the paper of your choice or the blog of your choice. Some of the comments were positive. Some of the comments were negative. Some were signed. Some were anonymous. All were read, and many were forwarded to our Inspector General for further investigation. Some were determined to be valid, and others just rumors or innuendo or downright mean statements that did not turn out to be substantiated. But that's democracy. That's open and transparent government. Put two Angelinos in a room and you get three opinions. And that's what makes us a great city. At the end of the day, each of the five of us has only two choices, the green button or the red button. We are all appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the city council. Our officers are elected like they were just a few minutes ago, and we're all unpaid. Depending on your point of view, that makes our opinions either priceless or worthless. But try we do. And I want to thank each of my fellow commissioners for taking their job and this process in the most serious and sincere manner. I also want to thank our staff, led by Richard Tiefenk, the Inspector General and his staff, city attorney team, the mayor and his good offices, as well as the chief, and especially his scheduler. We had a lot of meetings. We spent a lot of time together. The insights of the LA Police Protective League have been readily available and appreciated.
Lastly, but most importantly, special thanks for all you do to every single officer, civilian employee, and every volunteer to America's finest police department. We appreciate you, we respect you, and we feel your pain regarding some compensation issues. Our job is to make our decision based on the entirety of Chief Beck's term, weighing the pluses and minuses alike, not just from the past 2 weeks, but since his first day as chief in 2009. So let's go back to November 2009. In the words of LA Times lead story, quote, Deputy Police Chief Charlie Beck, a 32-year veteran of the Los Angeles Police Department, with strong support from rank-and-file officers and civil rights advocates alike, was chosen by Mayor Villaraigosa to serve as the next chief of the Los Angeles Police Department. End of quote. He's following in the very large footprints left by Bill Bratton. The 2009 article continued, quote, The choice comes at a time of uncertainty for the department, as Beck will be given the task of sustaining Chief Bratton's hard-won gains amid dwindling city budgets. Now it's 5 years later, August 12, 2014. We are out of the consent decree. Community policing is an embedded part of the culture of the entire Los Angeles Police Department. Homicides are at their lowest level in 55 years. And although there are current questions as to the exact numbers in the category of aggravated assaults, which we've asked the Inspector General to further examine and audit, a major reduction in crime has occurred over the last 11 years and is something that we can all be proud of. When crimes hit record lows and positive community partnerships hit record highs, good things happen. Some point out that there are many reasons for crime reduction, but it is Charlie Beck who has led community policing. Citizen complaints against the police, LAPD, continue to fall, and we have high expectations that the new on-officer cameras will expand on that trend. Our cadet programs are legendary. Our community partnerships are at an all-time effectiveness, and our CPABs and booster clubs are America's finest. Philanthropic foundation leaders around Los Angeles are supporting service providers that create deterrence to crime. And even in difficult budgetary times, our citizens respond to the LA Police Foundation and other organizations to help our officers receive technology and other equipment they need for their safety and our safety. In the last 5 years, the diversity of the Los Angeles Police Department has increased substantially, as ties with various communities. Los Angeles did not experience the Occupy programs that many cities struggled with. We enjoyed event after event like championship celebrations, huge concerts, and the Space Shuttle Endeavour Parade, which attracted 1.5 million attendees through South Central Los Angeles without one arrest over 3 days. A huge backlog of rape kit processing was eliminated, and 8,000 trauma kits were deployed. 2 weeks ago, a tourniquet from one of those kits saved one of our officers' lives. During the last 5 years, the chief's proactive stance on AB 60, the legality of ICE detainer policy, and Special Order 7 has been felt positively by many groups in our diverse city. His efforts using Spanish media, social media, for outreach and communication are of national significance. Similar outreach with other diverse communities and working closely with the city attorney have also had positive effects in gang activity reduction. Read Connie Rice's article in the Los Angeles Times today. I believe that the challenges that Chief Beck faces in his second term are greater than they were in 2009. Officer morale, albeit affected by financial woes, must be improved. Some believe the chief's discipline standards and punishments are not consistent. Others point to some weaknesses in his communication and management skills. True or not, perception counts. And these are the things that the chief must do to restore complete trust in the LAPD. And they're not easy things to do. And he must reset his high expectations for those who surround him at the highest levels. Support of the rank and file, the command staff, this commission, and the public will be required, and some will have to put aside their pre-election beefs for the greater good of our city. Just like the sign says, are you doing all you can? For my vote, the positives far outweigh the negatives, and the current problems and perceptions of problems can best be dealt with by a man who has been a distinguished part of this department for 37 years, Charlie Beck. But to remind him every day of the shoes that he has to fill, to satisfy the skeptics and maintain the believers, I'm loaning him this size 22 shoe. Game worn by Shaquille O'Neal to be put in a visible place in his office. It's just a loan. So if he or I leave for any reason, with or without cause, I want it back. Thank you. And I'm going to give this to the chief and loan it to the chief. And then we will hear for other commissioners, starting with Vice President Paul Madison. Chief, big shoes.
Thanks, Steve. Take that one first.
Commissioner Madison.
Good morning. My goal is to assist Chief Beck in moving the LAPD and its administration forward into his second term. I'm committed, and I'm confident my colleagues are equally committed to provide leadership and support to Chief Beck to successfully address these priorities. Succession planning. With large numbers of the department command staff retiring in the next 5 years, the development of an effective and logical succession planning process is vital. I'm committed to help adopt a process where we identify the best leaders and then to mentor and develop qualified, eligible, and diverse personnel to effectively lead the LAPD into the future. Communications. Focus on improving communications between us commissioners and Chief Beck on matters that we deem important to our mandated role of oversight of the LAPD in this post-federal consent decree era. Hiring and promotion. Improving the city processes involved in members of the community joining the LAPD and entering the academy. While the LAPD and the city personnel department have a shared responsibility to process potential applicants, this process is inadequate, and it must be improved if we are to attain the goal of 10,000 police officers. The LAPD at all ranks must reflect the citizens of Los Angeles. Consistent and transparent focus on diversity and inclusion will ensure people of color and women are represented beginning with the academy and up to and including the ranks of chief. Risk management. Development of an effective risk management program is essential if we are to reduce the cost to the city as a result of lawsuits and workers' compensation. Equally important, such a program will result in a culture where discussion and dispute resolution are embedded into the workplace. Implementation of a meaningful dispute resolution program to resolve employee-on-employee issues in order to avoid ultimate costs is vital. I look forward to the Los Angeles Police Protective League being a partner in this effort. Impartial discipline. Partnering with Chief Beck to personally communicate with all department employees that discipline will be administered in a fair and impartial manner. To accomplish this, it is imperative that a set of penalty guidelines be developed, communicated to all department employees so they clearly understand the range of disciplinary consequences for not adhering to the department's established guidelines and revisit it annually to ensure that these guidelines are adhered to. While I understand each incident of misconduct will have unique circumstances, as a general rule, discipline must be consistent. My intent in raising these issues is to demonstrate that they are of concern to me, to employees, and I believe important to this department. I will work with my colleagues and Chief Beck on these priorities because we require the Chief's leadership to take the LAPD to the next level of success and to successfully protect and serve the people of LA. However, it is also important that Chief Beck continue to be a great leader to the hardworking women and men, civilian and sworn, in the LAPD. These people serve our city every hour of every day with great pride and accomplishment, and they deserve the best. I'm confident that by all working together, this can be done in a positive and cooperative manner to move the department forward into the next term of Chief Beck. I pledge to work proactively with Chief Beck to accomplish these priorities and much more in the second term.
Thank you, Vice President Madison. Commissioner Figueroa Villa.
I feel like a Tom LaBonge. I'm a fourth generation Angeleno with a deep affection and commitment to this city. And I am proud to have almost completed 1 year of service on the Los Angeles Police Commission. I take my appointment to this commission very seriously and have made a commitment to myself to always keep an open mind and look at the department through a clear and unbiased lens. As a community activist and leader of a nonprofit for more than 40 years, I have had the opportunity to collaborate with and observe the work of the LAPD firsthand. I wish I could say that the experience has always been a positive one, but I have witnessed the injustices of the Watts riots, the Rodney King beating, the Rampart scandal, numerous officer-involved shootings that resulted in the death of youth in our communities, and I have had personal experience with racial profiling. The media has given these incidents extensive coverage, and I don't have to remind you that this created an us versus them atmosphere in neighborhoods across the city. That said, although there have been significant issues related to the department, I have always known and worked with officers who are committed to this city and who go above and beyond the call of duty to work closely with communities to make them safer and provide opportunities for kids. As we sit here today, we are not facing any of the scandals that shook the department to its core. We are a large organization with almost 10,000 employees, and there are certainly issues that we must address. But the department is much better off than it was roughly 15 years ago when the Rampart scandal dominated the headlines. And my agency and the work I did in my community when Chief Beck was captain and came into Rampart, it was not fun being in Rampart during that time. I believe Chief Beck understands that there are organizational and systemic issues within the department that make day-to-day operation of the department challenging. I believe he also knows that while we have made progress, we still have a long way to go. I have taken the time to have personal conversations with our constituents, community leaders. I've spoken to rank and file police officers. I have read your letters to the commission newspaper articles, and opinion pieces. I've monitored Twitter and Facebook and have asked people to express their opinions about the department and Chief Beck on social media. I have attended many events throughout the city to make sure I have a firm grasp on public opinion. I feel good knowing our process has been thorough and fair, and I thank our commissioners. We didn't always agree, but we had very good, thorough discussions, and I learned a lot through that process. In preparation for today's vote, I have reflected on the past, contemplated the present, and have tried to gaze into the future of this department and our city. I firmly believe that Chief Beck can tackle these structural issues and move this department forward. I believe he will ensure the LAPD keeps pace with the needs of the city as we prepare for the future, and I will be there to help. Chief Beck has managed LAPD during a time of unprecedented crime reduction, and he has significantly improved relations with the African American and Latino communities, respectively, as you heard from some of my peer nonprofit organizations that we work here that I work with here today. To quote a good friend who used to be on this commission, we now have a good chief working with a good mayor. And I believe that together with the commission, we can make this department stronger. That's why today I will wholeheartedly be supporting the reappointment of our chief.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kim.
Well, I want to begin by echoing the words of appreciation that President Sobroff expressed earlier. I want to thank the collaboration of my co-commissioners, our executive director, Richard T. Fank, the Office of Inspector General, and then many, many members of the LAPD, as well as Chief Beck. I've served on this commission, three of my other co-commissioners for just shy of 1 year. But during this time, I've learned a lot, I think, about what it means to be the chief or leader of, in my opinion, the most important law enforcement agency in the most important city in the nation. And these impressions have been informed by my co-commissioners, the Office of the Inspector General, our executive director, the commission's executive director, and members of the LAPD. At the risk of oversimplification, maybe on the most abstracted level, the role of the leader of this police department is maybe somewhat dichotomous. It requires masterful insight and judgment over both the external and internal. The external has to do with the needs of the city, its residents, and most importantly, public safety, which is essential for the well-being and advancement of Los Angeles' community. This goal of public safety is inextricably linked to the important limiting principles of constitutional policing. Quite simply, if our residents can't trust the lawful and ethical conduct of our law enforcers, then public safety can't be achieved. The internal has to do with the administration and management of a vast organization of about 13,000 sworn and unsworn staff who each have their own individual experiences, perspectives, judgments, and goals in life and career. Of course, the internal and external are also connected because if the officers who execute this goal of public safety are not appropriately guided, the institution as a whole risks deterioration. For the past 5 years, this has been the onerous responsibility of Chief Beck. It's a unique and brave person to take on this challenge, and I'm inclined to vote in support for his reappointment in hopes that his leadership in the next 5 years will make significant strides on both ends. To explain further, I believe I was appointed to this commission in part to pay special attention to the needs of our immigrant residents. And on that front, the LAPD has made important accomplishments. Through its community initiatives, they have cultivated mutual relationships of trust with community members, which increases crime reporting and facilitates more effective police work. The LAPD has also made recent progress on immigrant-friendly policy initiatives, such as reforming the policy addressing U visa certifications for undocumented victims of crime, Special Order 7, which improved the vehicle impound policy for unlicensed drivers, the recent prohibition on honoring ICE detainers, and support for driver's licenses for the undocumented. These policy initiatives are consistent with the goal of public safety. Los Angeles is home to the most foreign-born in the nation, and over 50% of Los Angeles's families are of mixed immigration status. And if they don't feel safe, then the city is not safe. Chief Beck led these policy reforms, and he has said previously not because they are the right, fair, and ethical thing to do, but because they help to achieve the goal of public safety and protecting Los Angeles's residents, whether citizen or not. For these important reasons, Chief Beck has my support. More recently, as it has come to light that the internal workings of the LAPD have been less than perfect, including issues regarding fairness and consistency in discipline for officer misconduct, due diligence in internal investigations of misconduct, and transparency with these issues to the commission and to the public. With the help of an aggressive Office of Inspector General, the Commission has been effective on following up on these matters, and in doing so have had the concern and cooperation of Chief Beck and his staff. I've been impressed by the dedication and skill of LAPD's officers and the command staff who operate under Chief Beck's leadership. We have all learned a lot, and we have set the foundation for improvements in the future. And I'm confident that Chief Beck and this commission will take these lessons to continue to advance the department with integrity in the years ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Kim. Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The senior member of the Los Angeles Police Commission.
Yes, I've served as a police commissioner for nearly 7 years, including the entire tenure of Charlie Beck as chief of police. As sworn commissioners, we make many difficult decisions. Our decision today regarding reappointment of Chief Beck is the most difficult decision I have faced as a commissioner. After much deliberation, I have concluded that at the end of Chief Beck's current 5-year term, the department would be served best with new executive leadership. Therefore, today I will vote against the reappointment of Chief Beck. I base my decision on detailed firsthand knowledge and my observation of Chief Beck's accomplishments, strengths, and weaknesses. Mr. President, I appreciate this opportunity to explain my vote. As LAPD Chief, Charlie Beck's accomplishments have been significant. Crime continues to drop to historically low levels. The LAPD's relationships with the city's various communities are continuing to improve. Chief Beck has taken on the significant leadership role on complex immigration-related issues, and he has taken concrete steps to stop biased policing. As Chief, Charlie Beck severed the LAPD's long relationship with the Boy Scouts and their discriminatory policies that divided our communities. Overall, Chief Beck has made extraordinary progress in embedding the concepts of community policing and constitutional policing into the core values of the LAPD. These are very significant achievements that I value and I applaud. The Commission's decision today, however, is not only about the Chief's many accomplishments. Our decision is a one-time opportunity to step back from the daily oversight of the LAPD and look strategically at what is best for the LAPD and the city over the next 5 years. Through the reappointment process, the city charter charges the police commission with carefully considering the LAPD's future, bringing to bear our strong knowledge of the department's and the chief's accomplishments, strengths, and weaknesses. After careful consideration, my conclusion is that there are areas where significant improvement is needed. In these areas, the chief has fallen short of our expectations. In my view, the most important of these problem areas are ensuring fairness and consistency in discipline, and transparency and respect for civilian oversight. I have been and remain fully committed to working with the chief to improve the department's performance in these crucial areas. The good order of the LAPD depends on both the perception and the reality that discipline is handled fairly and consistently. Although those standards should not be applied rigidly or without sensitivity to the individuals involved and their unique circumstances, the standards must be clear, and it must be evident that those standards are being applied fairly and consistently. Under the city charter, the chief of police has the sole authority over discipline in the LAPD. The police commission cannot make individual decisions about discipline, even in cases when the commission has found an officer's conduct to be out of policy. I fully respect the chief's authority over discipline. But just as the chief has responsibility for making individual discipline decisions, it's our sworn duty as commissioners to evaluate the performance of the chief, and our evaluation necessarily includes assessing the chief's discipline decisions. During Chief Beck's term as chief, I have reviewed many discipline reports provided by the department and analyzed by the Inspector General. In those reports, I have found a number of cases to be troubling, either because the discipline applied seemed to me to be too lenient, or because the discipline applied appeared to be inconsistent with discipline applied in otherwise similar cases. In some instances, I have been especially concerned about the limited discipline applied to officers whose conduct in use of force cases was found by the commission to be out of policy. Based on my years of service on the commission and reviewing many cases of discipline, I conclude that the chief must do a better job of demonstrating fairness and consistency in discipline. He should start with providing the commission with a statement of the standards used in discipline, along with the results of the department's survey of employees' attitudes toward the discipline system. Requests for these materials are not new. The commission has requested these reports on several occasions previously, in some cases as long as 2.5 years ago. We still have not received them, a situation I find to be problematic. For the commission to provide the necessary civilian oversight of the LAPD, it is imperative that the chief and the department err, if at all, on the side of transparency. The commission cannot provide appropriate civilian oversight if the chief does not ensure that we receive thorough and accurate information in a timely manner. This requirement applies not only to the chief's proactively providing us with such information related to matters about which we have not previously been informed, but also in instances when the chief is responding to our inquiries about particular matters that have already come to our attention. Unfortunately, in my view, in a disturbing number of instances, the chief and the department have not met this standard of accurate, prompt, and thorough notification to the commission on important matters of clear concern to the commission. I find it especially troubling that the department provides the commission with less information now than it provided to us regularly when the department was operating under the federal consent decree. At the very least, we should be receiving the same information we received under the consent decree, certainly not less. In the end, it's the chief's responsibility to ensure that all communications of importance to the commission are made accurately, completely, and in a timely manner. Based on my years of service on the commission, I conclude that the chief must do a better job of ensuring transparency and of providing the commission with thorough and accurate information in a timely manner. I have been, and I remain, fully committed to assisting the chief in accomplishing these goals. I recognize that Charlie Beck has devoted his life to the LAPD, and that his actions as chief represent his best judgment about how to most effectively serve the LAPD. I salute his service and his dedication. In turn, I'm confident that Chief Beck will acknowledge that, as a commissioner, my sworn duty is to make my decisions based on my own best independent judgment about what I think will be of most service to the LAPD and the city. As usual, the chief and I share the same goals, even when we reach different conclusions. During my tenure on the police commission, Chief Beck and I have usually been in agreement. On several significant issues, however, we have disagreed. No doubt the chief will disagree with my vote today. But even though we have disagreed on important issues in the past, the chief and I have maintained a good working relationship. I look forward to continuing to work with Chief Beck in the future to achieve our common goal of ensuring that the LAPD adheres to the highest standards and tenets of constitutional policing while serving and protecting the residents of Los Angeles. In closing, I offer one final observation. Last week, a longtime employee of the department took me aside, and in reference to the recent department problems identified in public, the employee said to me, quote, "The LAPD is better than this," end quote. I agree. The LAPD is better than this. Every day, the officers of the LAPD work hard and do their best to protect and serve the city of Los Angeles. It's unfortunate when avoidable controversies overshadow the good work of the officers that they perform day in and day out, every day of the year. It's the responsibility of the chief and his command staff to avoid the problems that divert our attention away from the department's mission and its positive accomplishments. In my view, the way to accomplish that goal is for the chief and the command staff to design and implement sensible policies and effective training, to identify and swiftly admit problems when they occur, to respond promptly and substantively to correct those problems and to keep them from happening again, and in those cases when discipline is appropriate, to apply discipline fairly and consistently. I have been and I remain fully committed to working with Chief Beck to accomplish these goals. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Rob. Let's go on and let me summarize what's going to happen now. First of all, I think it's obvious. You heard from five commissioners who spent a lot of time together with the chief, with the inspector general, with rank and file, with everyone, and you see different thoughts, different opinions. And I think that's healthy. I think that's good. And at the end of the day, what you heard everybody say, the only thing you heard everybody say is we're here to help move forward. So now we're going to entertain a first, let's not do it, but we'll entertain a motion and a second, and then we will vote. After we vote, we will not make comments. We've made our comments. The chief won't make a comment. We are going to, the mayor has asked us, all of the commissioners and the chief, to come to his good offices and do a press conference where questions will be entertained. And that will begin, I think, at 11:30. Am I right with that?
12 o'clock, sir.
12 o'clock. Okay. So do we have a motion on the floor? Commissioner
yes.
Sandra.
I'd like to make a motion to reappoint Charlie Beck as our chief of police for a second term.
Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I would like to have the vote done by individual roll call in the order that we have been going, which would be, oh, go ahead. You know it.
Yes, sir. We will call a roll call vote on this item, beginning with Commission President Soboroff.
Yes.
Commission Vice President Madison.
Yes.
Commissioner Figueroa Villa.
Yes.
Commissioner Kim.
Yes.
Commissioner Saltzman.
No.
Thank you. The motion is passed by a vote of 4 ayes and 1 no. This concludes the regular meeting. Mr. President, is there a motion for adjournment?
Yes, first. Adjourn.
We have a motion for adjournment. Second, and before we adjourn, I want to say congratulations to Chief Charlie Beck. All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thanks for being so respectful, everyone.
That door over there.